You're listening to NPR Music's archives of the 2009 Newport Jazz Festival. For more concert coverage, including photographs and interviews, visit npr.org/NewportJazz.
Give it up on that right there, boy. By the way, that's Mr. Gerard Gibbs on the organ and keys. Mr. Leonard King on the drums. And I know our time is very limited, so I'm going to give you a tentative set so that we can keep the music rolling. Is that all right with you all? We're going to commence the proceedings with a Spanky Wilson composition entitled Going Home, and after which we're going to visit Mr. Jack McDuff and walk the dog a little bit. And then we're going to deal with a composition of mine from a recent release, Present Tense, entitled Sus Anita, segue into Guido Luciani's Mysterio, and then we're going to pay homage, deal with a segue from Horace Silver's composition, Silver Serenade, and pay homage to my second mother, whose name is Miss Sarah McLawler, very visionary organist, pianist, who's turning 83 today, and deal with the composition, that's right, and still playing. I saw her last night at Shea Josephine playing three sets of piano, standing up. We're dealing. We're going to deal with a composition of hers and Mr. Eddie Durham's entitled My Whole Life Through. And then we're going to end with something. So, without further ado. Thank you.
baby.
Ah!
Thank you.
Thank you all also very, very much. Newport, how y'all be? That's what I'm reaching every one of you all. Once again, Hammond B in the three, in the keys up in here, Mr. Gerard Gibbs. On the drums, Mr. Leonard King. Yours always, womaniscally, saxophoniscally yours, I'm James Carter. On behalf of the gents and myself, until the planets come back into proper alignment again, tip light, be blessed, enjoy the rest of the fest, catch you, each and every one of you all again very, very soon. Good night, Beck.
you, everybody.